I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. IU's Department of Theater and Drama presents Lynn Nottage's New York Drama Critics Circle and Outer Critics Circle award-winning Intimate Apparel with performances in the Lee Norvell Theater and Drama Center, February 1st through the 9th. And with us is the guest director, Ron Himes. Ron, the founder and producing director of the St. Louis Black Repertory Company. Lynn Nottage, a young American playwright whose work often deals with the lives of women of African descent. And for Intimate Apparel, she takes us back more than 100 years, back to 1905, to the era of ragtime, and an era when things are even, well, what are they?
Well, things are ever evolving. The play is set, as you say, in 1905, and it deals with Esther, who is a seamstress who makes intimate apparel. And she has a wide clientele base that runs the gamut of women from the Tenderloin district who, you know, sort of work in the red light district to the richest Fifth Avenue, you know, elite class of women. And the interesting thing is that, you know, all of the women are basically wearing the same lingerie. And Esther goes back and forth from the Tenderloin district to Fifth Avenue. And so Lynn is dealing with an African-American woman at the turn of the century who is independent, who is industrious, and who begins corresponding with a guy who is working on the Panama Canal. And through their correspondence, they begin to develop a relationship. Eventually, he comes to the United States, and they meet face-to-face and marry. Then the story takes some turns after that.
So we have 1905. We have a picture of a wide range of economic groups, if you will, in Manhattan, where she's working. And also we have a love story.
We actually have a love triangle, because the other character that I didn't mention is Mr. Marks. Mr. Marks is the Jewish merchant who Esther buys fabric and materials from. And he is an Orthodox Jew. So, of course, at the time, it is impossible for Esther and Mr. Marks to have any relationship, any intimate relationship. But there certainly appears to be attraction between them both.
Wow, a Panama Canal worker, an Orthodox Jew, an African-American who works at a skilled trade and is an independent woman.
Right.
That's quite a triangle.
It is. It really is. And it makes for a suspenseful evening that really builds quickly. And I think it takes us to an end that hopefully the audience won't suspect.
We've been talking with guest director Ron Himes about Lynn Nottage's Intimate Apparel, a piece with clearly bubbles over with characters, with plot,
and with issues of gender and race.
Performances will be in the Lee Norvell Theater and Drama Center. The run is February 1st through the 9th. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.